Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aram B'Yakov Sholem, and Lab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Dav Chof Aleph. The Gemara in Udalev tells us the difference between a Isha and a Pilegish. And according to many Rishonim, the Girsa is the difference between a Isha and a Pilegish is that a Isha has a Ksuva and a Pilegish does not have a Ksuva. In the name of the Vilna Gaon is brought down the Kreil Yo and Parshas Chayasaro, the following idea. In the pasuk there it says Velivneya Pilokshim Asher Lavrom. So Rashi says that Pilokshim is written without a yud in the end, even though our Torah does say with a yud, but Rashi has the Girsa without a yud. So Rashi explains the reason it says Pilokshim without a yud is to tell you there's only one Pilegish. We're talking about a Hagar, which is the only Pilegish that Avrom had. But the Vilna Gaon says that still you have to understand why does it say Pilokshim with a mem sufis, Loshon Rabbi. Says the Gaon of Pshat like this. We know that the name of Shem Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Ish Ve'isho, the Gemara in Sota tells us, there's a Yud in the Ish, and there's a Hey in the Isho. Without the Yud, without the Hey, so you have only Ish, it's fire. But because you have the Yud in the Ish, and you have the Hey in the Isho, you have Shem Hashem, Shechina Shruya B'Neim. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's the Yud in the Hey. Where is the Vav in the Hey? He says the Vav in the Hey is in the word Ksuva. Kasav wrote Vav Hey. The Ksuva expresses the Vav in the Hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but by a Pilegish, there's no Ksuva. So therefore, the Pilegish is only half of the name of Hashem. It's not Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's only Yud Kei. So it's called Pilegish Palag Shem. Half a name. Pilakshim without a Yud is Palakshem. It expressed to me the fact that Pilegish doesn't have a Ksuva, has only the beginning of Shem Hashem, only Yud Kei, and not the Vav and the He. So what's the Pshat in this Vilna Gaon? What is the Vilna Gaon trying to tell us? What does it mean that the Ksuva brings out the Vav and the He? So the Chor Pshat is based on what the Shlo brings in a few places, based on the Sifri Kabbalah. So what is the difference between the Yud and the He, and then comes the Vav and the He? What's the difference between the two things? The Shem Hashem is the entire Metzias of the Bria. Shem Havayo, Mehave, Hoyo, Hoyviviye. But the Shem Yud and K and He, that is the Shem up there in Shemaim. The Nister Shem, which we don't see down here in the world. The Vav and the He is what's Mizgale down here in the world. Just two examples to this. We know that when Amalek is fighting with Am Yisrael, so it says, Ki Yodol Kesko, when Amalek is in the world, you don't have the revelation of Hashem so clearly. So the name of Hashem is only half. Why dafka the Yud in the A and not the Vav in the A? Because the Vav in the A is where it's Mizgal, it's revealed down here. That's what Amalek has come to fight against. So you left with the Yud in the K, which is the Nista, which belongs up there in Shemayim. Another example, the Moyevi Rabbi, or Moy Shapir, as I always used to say, is that it's brought down the Arizal. The Lo'asi Lavoi. When we come to the time of Mashiach, Payoimu Yiyeh Hashem Echot, the name of Hashem will not be anymore Yudke Vovke, but it's going to be Yudke Yudke. Why will the name of Hashem change? Because now, up there in Shemayim is a Yud and a Hey. But the way it's revealed down here in the world is a little different. Because the revelation of Hashem in the world is covered. It's not revealed completely. So that's why it's Mizgale down here, not as a Yud and a Hey, but as a Vov and a Hey. But Lo'asid Lavoi, when Malor, it's Deas Hashem, when the Gilui Hashem will be with no hester, with nothing covering it, the Yud and Hey will be up in Shemaim, and there will be a Yud and Hey that will be revealed down here, exactly as it's up there. So the name of Hashem will not be Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Bayomahu Yiyeh will be a Yud Kei Yud Kei. So we mainly is like this. When you have a marriage between a husband and wife, so there is the hester, the yud that's covered in the ish, and the hay that's covered in the isha. That's what's nista, that's what's like up there in Shemayim, which is not revealed. But where do you reveal that connection of the ish ve'isha? That is the ksuva. The ksuva is the shtar, the document that says ish ve'isha are together. That is the expression here in the world where you see the ish ve'isha. It's not only a theoretical or a mystic thing. It's mizgalik because there's a document that puts it together. So a regular ish ve'isha, they have the yud and the hey in their name, and then it's implemented, lemaisa, with the vav and the hey in the ksuva. A pilegish, even if you hold there is kiddushin, is a connection of ish ve'isha, but it's not misgal, it's not revealed here in the world because there's no ksuva. You're missing the vav and the hay. So that's why it says the Goyen, it's called Pilakshim, Palakshem, it's a half a name. It's not a full name, it's not a full gilui of Ashuas Ashkina between Ahish Vahisha. Vadvarim Nifloim Vamukim Ad Lemoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list to watch go, please email shomashova@gmail.com.